Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold, broke face. They toured around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh. Deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? There'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn? So proudly we hailed at the twilight land gleaming.
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high. Turning the loud as Georgia.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
My mic sounds right. Check three. Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. Here it is again, everybody. The game is on. I'm here. Hopefully you're there. And if not, you can always go back and play a repeat of the show. Well, since this is going to be one of those who's listening to the shows, I guess the show should be about the great freedom fighter, Nelson Mandela, who is fighting illness. And I hope you do get well, Mandela. I remember I had a chance of meeting him when he came to the Chicago area. Me and my mother both had a chance to sit with Nelson Mandela at the time. And I'm proud to say that. And our prayers are to you. So we're going to do a little Nelson Mandela biography so people can know a little bit about him. What's up with your girl Hillary Clinton and the prostitutes? You see, she ain't ready. We're going to do a little symposium on what Fox News broke out on Hillary Clinton. But it is Black Music Month, everybody, so let's go ahead and celebrate Black Music Month with a trio of women that I love to death. The LaBelles, y'all. Let's do a little bit of the LaBelles at me, then we go to Nelson Mandela, then we chop it up and see what everybody has to say. 347-838-9825 if you're listening. If not, I know you're watching the game.
Oh, If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat views throughout the month.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, President and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR22, bond cards, business owners policies, general contractors liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
Attention business owners, radio show producers, and internet radio producers. It's time to crank it up for 2012 with quality radio production. Are you a record label needing hot album promos or EPKs for your new artist? Introducing CoolVoiceRadio.com. Does your internet show need a new intro or outro? How about a promo for your upcoming event? Are you a DJ needing a hot voice for your next hot mixtape? Imagine increased sales in your business from an internet radio spot. We've got you covered with broadcast quality radio spot production with the nation's top voiceover talent, featuring talent like John Heath, Kate Clifford, Bill Thomas, and much, much more. Visit us online at www.coolvoiceradio.com. CoolVoiceRadio.com or call 646-326-7800. Remember, nothing beats the right sound.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
Yeah, that was a tribute that we did to the LaBelles and Patti LaBelle. We're going to come back with, I got back too quick for my break, everybody, so please forgive me. We're going to be right back with our tribute to Nelson Mandela and our prayers out to him, but we'll be back. We came back too early, Ebony.
All this time, I couldn't shake your memory, and I never knew the sweetest love was the first. So what am I supposed to do about this curse? Oh, baby, I've got you to blame, and I'm around for a man to be a man, take back his time. I got
got it. Jimmy, you got so. Let's do this Nelson Mandela bio. Here we go. Carry up me. Okay. Matter of fact, let everybody take a moment of silence and prayer and hope that Mandela gets over this injury so he can be able to go home and die peacefully and sleep, not tragic with no ailments. All right, I'm just going to hit it now.
Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela began his life herding sheep and cattle in the rolling hills of South Africa's Eastern Cape. In his autobiography, part of which was written secretly while in prison, Mandela wrote, "I was not born with a hunger to be free. I was born free. Free in every way that I could know. Free to run in the fields near my mother's hut. Free to swim in the clear stream that ran through my village. Free to roast mealies under the stars and ride the broad backs of slow-moving bulls. It was only when I began to learn that my boyhood freedom was an illusion, when I discovered as a young man that my freedom had already been taken from me, that I began to hunger for it." Nelson Mandela's given name, Rolihlahla, literally means tugging at the branches of a tree. But at school, he was given the name of another famous leader.
When I went to school, the lady teacher, Miss Mdingane, asked, "What is your name?" I told her my African name, Rolihlahla. She says, "No, I don't want that one. You must have a Christian name." So I say, "No, I don't have one." She says, "You are, from today, you are going to be Nelson."
So henceforth, he would be known to the world as Nelson Mandela. As the son of a chief, Nelson Mandela had access to the best education available to black people in South Africa at the time. Studying at Fort Hare University, where he first became involved in student protest, his refusal to accept injustice, unfairness, and inequality would last a lifetime. South Africa, 1941. In his early 20s, Nelson Mandela moved to Johannesburg, where he first encountered the racial discrimination that would later become entrenched in law by the apartheid government. Working on the mines and later as a clerk in a law firm, Mandela pursued his law studies and joined the African National Congress, the oldest black political organization in South Africa.
It was when I came into the African National Congress that I realized that Congress are only a part of the African people. That the task of the ANC was to unite the African people and out of them build a nation.
In 1948, the nationalist government was voted into power by the white electorate in South Africa, and the battle lines were clearly drawn.
Comrade Oliver said, "Well, I like this, because we now know we have an enemy in power, and I think that we're going to have a better opportunity of mobilizing our people."
Our policy is one which is called by an Afrikaans word, apartheid. And I'm afraid that has been misunderstood so often. It could just as easily, and perhaps much better, be described as a policy of good neighborliness.
In 1955, the ANC and other organizations called upon people of all races to gather in Kliptown to approve the Freedom Charter, a blueprint for a free, democratic, and multiracial South Africa, in which all races would be treated equally. Nelson Mandela, one of the chief organizers of the gathering, was banned by the government from attending and was forced to watch proceedings from the sidelines. In 1956, the organizers of the Freedom Charter and other leaders in the Congress movement were charged with high treason. The trial was specifically designed to occupy the opposition and keep them out of politics. It dragged on for 4.5 years, and it would be another 40 years before the Freedom Charter finally bore fruit. South Africa, 1960, Sharpeville, a black township in the industrial area south of Johannesburg. A peaceful crowd gathered to protest against the past laws was shot at by police. 69 people died. The nationalist government imposed martial law. All opposition was banned and thousands were jailed. When it became clear that all means of peaceful negotiation had been exhausted, Mandela went underground to lead the armed struggle.
We have made it very clear in our policy that South Africa is a country of many races. There is room for all the various races in this country. There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks on an unarmed and defenseless people.
Key government installations were targeted for sabotage. Mandela became known as the Black Pimpernel. In 1962, Mandela was captured, charged with leaving the country illegally, and sentenced to imprisonment for 5 years. Shortly afterwards, his ANC comrades were captured with evidence which incriminated Mandela. He returned to court for the Rivonia trial, where he and 8 others faced a possible death penalty.
The very speech which was made by Nelson consolidated the spirit of the people outside, because it was a defiant spirit.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if need be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
When Nelson Mandela and several of his colleagues were sentenced to life imprisonment in 1964, the political convicts were sent to Robben Island, the bleak island prison off the Western Cape Coast. Nelson Mandela was 45 years old when he became prisoner number 466 of 1964. He would be in his early 70s before he would again be a free man. Forced to perform futile hard labor in a lime quarry, the prisoners refused to be broken. Far from being diminished, Mandela's moral leadership and stature continued to grow while he was in prison. His young wife, Winnie, continued to be an inspiration to the struggle.
That day is not far when he shall lead you to freedom. Amanda!
Away to power to the people. But the struggle against apartheid would continue for another quarter century. While Nelson Mandela and his co-accused served life sentences on Robben Island, other leaders of all races and in all spheres campaigned for change. Many faced imprisonment or exile. And around the world, ordinary people showed their horror of apartheid and their support for the struggle.
The purpose, friends, of this vital is for the people of Britain to register on the widest possible scale their passionate protest against an evil and repulsive doctrine which says that a man's legal status, a man's political rights, a man's economic opportunities, a man's social position shall depend solely upon the color of his skin.
But in 1976, Soweto school children marched in protest, and townships around the country erupted in violence. It was the beginning of the end for apartheid, but the struggle dragged on for more than a decade as the Afrikaner nationalist government clung to power.
As the union and patience don't push us too far.
In the late 1980s, amid a tide of world pressure, the South African government was forced to accept the inevitable and began dismantling apartheid. In 1990, at the age of 71, Mandela was released unconditionally.
I stand here before you not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people. I place the remaining years of my life in your hands.
After leading negotiations for a new South Africa, Nelson Mandela cast his vote in the first free and democratic elections and became the country's first black president.
Never, never, and never again shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another.
For the duration of his presidential term, and throughout what should have been a well-earned retirement, he has worked tirelessly to entrench the ideals he has so long stood for, becoming universally revered as an icon of leadership and humanity.
When I told one of my advisors a few months ago that I wanted to retire, he growled at me, quote, "You are retired." If that is really the case, then I should say, I now announce that I'm retiring from retirement.
But in his retirement from retirement, Nelson Mandela has continued to give his support and generosity in countless ways, creating an enduring legacy through the Nelson Mandela Foundation, the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund, the Mandela Roads Foundation, the Nelson Mandela Institute for Education and Rural Development, and the 46664 campaign. Through 46664, he continues to lend the full force of his extraordinary talent, intellect, and heart to a problem that faces not only his own country, but the world at large. Nelson Mandela, Madiba, we salute you.
All right, everybody. What y'all think about that? Nice, wasn't it? I think it was nice, too. But can somebody please call me and let me know what's the score of the game, please?
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
Hello, 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 white America, assassin. assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony or who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Mille, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit was moving freebase.
Had a conference with the DJs,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the Heat play?
Yeah.
Niggas take ballers these days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What you need? 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 What you need?
What you need? What's up, motherfucker? Where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house where your mommy at? Mommy rap the kids, have them crying for their mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is. Tell him I just want my racks.
Racks on racks on racks.
Maybachs
on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh shit, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks. 100 stacks.
How you get it?
Nigga laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could get you this feeling. I'm planking on the million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bank, I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on Ocean Ave.
Right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
Our main shot town.
Brooklyn to our top.
I guess no one's going to call me. I guess I have to make a move to a television or a radio and get the information. But I'm not going to make a prediction. I always said Heat in six, so Heat in six. We'll see how I play this stuff out. But what's going on with your girl Hillary Clinton, everybody? What's up with that? You know. Let's see what Fox News got to say about it.
You're hearing questions today about whether the State Department engaged in a cover-up of potential criminal activity at State for political purposes under then-Secretary Hillary Clinton. We will tell you what a whistleblower, self-described whistleblower, who is connected with the Inspector General looking into those claims, is now alleging happened on Mrs. Clinton's watch. That's next. Fox News alert, the State Department briefing is just getting underway, less than 24 hours after some serious questions were raised about whether State is engaged in a political cover-up. This comes as reports surface now that internal investigations within the State Department, performed by the Inspector General's office, into claims of sex crimes involving employees and other possible criminal behavior have been shut down by higher-ups at the State Department. The alleged stonewalling took place, they say, during the tenure of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Some of the accusations involve her personal security detail, along with accusations about a U.S. ambassador, and that's not all. Joining me now, Leslie Marshall, a syndicated radio talk show host and a Fox News contributor, and Lars Larson, who's a syndicated radio host on Compass Media Network. So CBS News first breaks this, and now it's been confirmed by our own James Rosen. And the headline of CBS was they've uncovered documents showing that that State Department may have covered up allegations of illegal and inappropriate behavior within their ranks. Investigations influenced, manipulated, or simply called off at the direction of the higher-ups within the State Department while Hillary Clinton was in charge. I mean, if this is true, and this is not just CBS from a leaker, this is CBS looking into Inspector General reports within the State Department, this is not good, Lars.
No, it's not good at all. Hillary Clinton would like to be president of the United States. She's the odds-on favorite to be the nominee in 2016, and it looks like she couldn't even run the State Department. I guess there are two ways to interpret it. You could look at it and say that she knew what was going on, and people below her ordered that the investigations be quashed. That wouldn't be a big surprise in the Obama administration, since they seem to have a scandal every other day popping up, and since the cover-up machine seems to work pretty well, at least until the rest of us start looking looking into it. Or she didn't know what was going on in her own State Department immediately under her, involving both, as you said, diplomatic personnel and security personnel, and that people below her were carrying out orders that she never gave. Either interpretation does not seem to really vet her well or fit her well as a potential presidential candidate for this country.
A former member of the IG Inspector General's team within state spoke out to CBS News, Leslie, and said, this is not the full screen for our control room, by the way, and said to CBS News, we were very upset. She went on the record. Her name is Aurelia Fedenism. It's a toughie. She said, we were very upset. We expect to see influence, but the degree to which that influence existed and how high up it went was very disturbing. I mean, shutting down investigations into a man, one of our ambassadors, accused of soliciting prostitutes and possible pedophilia, something he denies.
Yes, but this ambassador also had been spoken to by Washington, and you know, whether we have we don't have any criminal charges against these individuals, and I think it's preposterous to for us to suggest the State Department would do that. Lars, I mean, you know, nobody's going to beat Hillary in 2016. You guys are just getting worried in advance. The bottom line is there's no proof that any of these individuals, and in the world we're living in right now with transparency, I would expect one of these prostitutes to have their own talk show by now. We would have video. We would have some evidence. Could an ambassador say to the security detail, hey, get away, I want some time in the park, or maybe even have an affair? Yes. Is that criminal behavior, or is that behavior he was slapped on the wrist for?
Leslie.
Some of the investigations started, and why did they end? Perhaps these people are innocent.
You can't rectify alleged pedophilia by a talk with a boss. I mean, if that happened, that's a crime.
No, you can't.
And he denies it. And the point is that they were investigating
it. It's alleged.
That's right. And what you do when there's an allegation is you investigate it. And you have to investigate it, A, with the police, but B, Lars, internally. I mean, if this is a State Department, you know,
that's right,
employee, they have to look into it.
Listen,
and what they're saying here is that they were looking at it. The IG was looking into it, and it was called off.
You know, exactly, and that's what Leslie is missing. If she wants proof that it either did happen or assurance that it did not happen, you have to investigate it. That's the offense. Leslie, I agree with you. If somebody's going to be accused of a scurrilous crime like child abuse, raping a child prostitute even, that you're going to have proof. But if the people at the top shut the investigation down, you're never going to get the proof. And that seems to be exactly what's going on. Just remember, this is the same Secretary of State who helped try to cover up the Benghazi murders last September. So she's well suited to that kind of activity. Plus, she has decades of experience of trying to shut down sexual escapades by her husband while he was a candidate for lower out.
You know what? Any woman would try to shut down sexual escapades by her husband. So that's not so controversial.
Well, I know, but
you're talking about media coverage there.
That's why she.
In any event, I understand. Okay, let me
move
on, though.
She sent her brother out on the campaign trail with him.
Okay. Let me move on, because I want to show you the polls when it comes to Hillary Clinton as they stand today. This is Gallup. Today, she's got a 19% favorability rating over the – I mean, it's 58% favorable, 39% unfavorable. So that's pretty good. But look where it was just in April. She said a significant drop, where she used to have a 64% approval. And then look at the Bloomberg poll. Worse. In December, 70% said she was doing a favorable job or had a favorable opinion. Now it's just 58%. It's been a significant swing, and 47% say they disapprove of the way she did handle Benghazi. So she's taken some hits in the polls. This is all under her watch, and I want to give you the question this way. There was a draft Inspector General report generated from within state, and it was ultimately scrubbed of the reference I am about to read you. This is what that draft OIG report concluded. Quote, the OIG team heard of instances where high-level department officials may have once or twice a year brought pressure to bear to improperly halt or influence investigations, including into allegations of serious criminal misconduct. Leslie?
First of all, one thing about the Clintons is they know how to win. And Mrs. Clinton, former Secretary of State, Senator, and First Lady, doesn't want to lose it. This is her last shot. Let's look at her age and be realistic. She has also, for decades, when you talk decades, Lars, spoken out against the treatment and mistreatment of women. She is a strong feminist. She's also an attorney. I do not believe that there will ever be any proof showing that this woman had any knowledge of anything like this or would try, get off your grassy knoll, my love. I missed you, but come on. The bottom line is that absolutely will be
Leslie.
No link to Hillary Rodham Clinton. I'm confident
Even if
of that.
She didn't
and
know
the
about
approval
it, Lars.
Ratings were lower for Obama, and he still won.
Even if she didn't know about it, Lars, if she didn't know about it, that's going to be a problem, too.
Yeah, it is. She can't run the State Department. She can't run the country. And if you want the ultimate poll on the mistreatment of women, ask Juanita Broderick about get some ice on that lip and those comments and whether or not Mrs. Clinton has been a strong feminist. You know, she gives nice speeches, but the fact is, in her own life and her own conduct, I don't think she lives up to it. And if you're telling me that she can't detect things that are going on below her, or she allows her subordinates to shut down investigations so that she won't have a talking points memo problem later on or in 2016, that doesn't really speak well of her either, does it?
The State Department says all the cases mentioned in this report are thoroughly being investigated or were investigated. The department continues to take action, says Jen Psaki.
What do you think? You know, is it a cover-up? Full disclosure, everybody. I feel that the Clintons have been sabotaging the Obama campaign. I believe that all the Democrats that backed Obama and couldn't believe that he was going to win still owe allegiance to Hillary and feel that she will return in the next 3 years. I believe that Hillary Clinton also leaked the Benghazi scandal to the Romney campaign. I also believe that Hillary Clinton also sabotaged Susan Rice so she won't become Secretary of State. That's what I believe. But what you can believe is what you want to believe, you know. But that's what I believe. So what do you think? Prostitutes? Come on. How my man A11 said, come on, Sad. Really? Then she was the one that probably set the last prostitute scandal up that got caught with our Secret Service agents. For pedophilia? Pedophilia? Commercial break, Emily. Come on, let's go.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot Black Age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Only Wears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
baby would even do this to me. But if that's what she wanna do, I got to like it. Now listen to this. I don't see my baby until check day. In other times, she don't come my way, but that's all right. If that's what she wanna do, you see everybody's somebody's baby. Lord, and everybody's somebody's fool. I called her up on the telephone. I asked her could I come over, but she tells me.
Y'all caught me with a long play, extended long play, replay. And that's Everybody, Somebody's Fool, Artie Blues, Ball White. What happened was I was trying to catch up with the game, try to find a score on the radio, and I couldn't find it. So let's go on what's going on around the world today. A, in Istanbul, and Turkey is off the charts, man. Police stormed the landmark in Istanbul Square in a bid to evict entrenched protesters today. sparking day-long clashes in the heart of the city as Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, hope I said your name correctly, please forgive me, clamped down after 2 weeks of nationwide demonstrations. Hundreds of security forces moved into Tahrir Square, the epic center of protest, around 7:30 a.m., firing tear gas and water cannons, sending thousands of overwhelmingly peaceful protesters scattering from the area. Battalions of police, which had ceded control of the area the day after the nationwide protest flared May 31st, secured the square perimeter around 8 a.m. this morning. As images of clashes in central Istanbul were broadcast live across the world, Turkey currency sank below 2013 lows, prompting the central bank to repeatedly intervene to stabilize the lire. Security forces detained more than 70 lawyers protesting in solidarity with the Tahrir Square demonstrators after skirmishes at Istanbul's High Court. But attempts to secure the square failed to end clashes between demonstrators and police, sparking running battles that intensified into the night, leaving scores of people hospitalized. The Turkish Medical Association said as evening fell, security forces sought to launch a more definitive strike, blanketing the area with tear gas.
Thought my baby would even do this to me. But if that's what she wanna do, I got to like it. Now listen to this. I don't see my baby until check day. In other times, she don't come my way. But
fire, fire, fire in the house, everybody. While I was reading that Turkish information, I got blumped off. I didn't even know the mic was off. I was going on and on. Did y'all hear my Hillary Clinton play? I don't even know. Now, I don't even know how long I was off. You know, I don't even know how long I was off. So that kind of threw me. You know, that really threw me. So I don't know. Let me take a break and see, call these people up on Blog Talk Radio. The hotline people, because I got knocked off 3 times a day. I saw the screen go black out the first couple of times. But man, come on, y'all. What's going on in Turkey might happen here. Be back in a minute.
Hello, Jesus. Jesus, children. Jesus loves you. Jesus, children. Hello, children. Jesus loves you, America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing pain, feeling what you say inside? You better tell your story back. And if you like it, it will come to pass.
apologize for that quick distraction that jumped off, man. I don't know what happened. Let's go across the news spectrum. Maybe they might not cut me off again. Maybe they will cut me off. Maybe they might not. Who knows? Let's see. John Boehner opens up the House on immigration bill. Let's see what's up with that, everybody. Let's see what's going on. You know, let's see what's going on. No reparations, but immigration bill just passed, but the DREAM Act. How y'all feel about that, people? Let me know. Let me know. Ron Paul, I'm worried government might kill Edward Snowden with drones. Check that out. And what's up with Russia opening up the doors to NSA leakers? What's up with that now? Was he a spy? Was he? You know, but you can look at it three ways, man. Either the guy was a spy, or he's telling everybody what's really going on. We really need to know this. I mean, who did not know that everything you put out there in the World Wide Web was not monitored? Who did not know that? But I guess to the extent where it's you, it's a problem, because it's a problem. Government has no way, no right, no form to be intruding into our life like they're doing. Now that the camel's nose is in the tent, then what? Now what? You know, now what? Here we go, everybody, with a brand new world order. Hey. One thing you can't say that George Bush was wrong if all you black radio hosts like Matt McGill on WVON saying it's no problem having the government monitor and bug. Those are the same people that forgot that they monitored and bug Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Stokely Carmichael, H. Rap Brown. I mean, all the black leaders, that's all they said, Black Panthers, Fred Hampton, Mark Clark. I mean, come on. When did the government, black folks out there, not my white audience, my black audience, when have the government, or when did the government become our friend? When? When did we say, government, government, are you my friend? And then the government said, open your booty and let me in.
Cause I can see the young bloods hanging out at the store. 24/7 drunk is looking for a hit of the blow. It's powerful. Oh, you know what else they trying to do? Make a curfew, especially for me and you. The traces of the new world order. Time is getting shorter. If we don't get prepared, people, it's gonna be a soda. My mind won't allow me to not be curious. My folks don't understand, so they don't take it serious. But every now and then, I wonder if the gate was put up to keep climb out of keep my ass in.
Who's that nigga in my window?
Listen up, little nigga, I'm talking to you about what your little ass need to be going through. I fall a victim too, and I know I shouldn't smoke so much, but I do. With the crew every day, on the average, my flow was fine. I'm lucky to be alive, it's a ride. I don't realize the cost after I lost my best friend Bean. I'm recognized as a king. Who am I to tell you to stop smoking? Now you open to disease and cold, and ain't 16 years old. This shit has got to stop. Let's take a walk through these times. I'm out of this hole. I'm in the cell under attack. Look up, folks, stay in the hood. Got an eye on every move I make. Open your face to info. You would know, cause it's coming low. Hop the new world plan. Reach the planet without the black man.
So what's your aim? Try to separate me from the blood of disrespect. Like coming in my home and not wiping your feet on the rug. The citron absolute has got me bucking no hand with no phone. Look out for the man with the mask and the white pony on my back appeal. Staying off my toes, always on my heels, the same plan. Soldiers coming in the dark, my plane to report the new system by rain. Tag my skin with your computer chip. Run your hand over the scanner to buy your dish now. No more fishing for your fish.
No more fishing for my fish.
Of the old days, pathways gone by. I'm blown conception. Protection. My name on your selection. While I talk to ton.
Party. These are poems circulating throughout the nation. Everybody's bad and everybody's tough, but how many people are intelligent enough to open up their eyes and see through the lies, discipline themselves, yourself to stay alive? Not many. That's why the universe sent me today on this stage with this to say. The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. In the final hour, many heads will lose power. What does the rich versus poor really mean? Psychologically, it means you gotta pick your team. When someone says the rich gets richer, visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture. The rich get richer because they work toward rich. The poor get poorer because their mind can't switch from the ghetto. Let go. It's not a novelty. You can love your neighborhood without loving poverty. Follow me. Every mother, father, son, daughter, there's no reason to fear the new world order. We must order the whole new world to pay us. The new world order and the old state chaos. The big brother watching over you is a lie, you see. Hip hop can build its own secret society. But first, you and I got to unify. Stop the negativity and control our creativity. The rich is getting richer. So why we ain't richer? Could it be we still thinking like niggas? Educate yourselves. Make your worldview bigger. Visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture.
Man, I still can't get no little relief or no score on this game. But I got 10 minutes to go, and I apologize, everybody, for the in-and-out blackouts that we've been having right here with this little hookup. Friday, if you're in Chicagoland area at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive, it's the grand opening night to Ain't Misbehaving, a Fat Waller story. Fats Waller story. Now, tickets are going for $60. You know, but we have the Martin Luther King hookup. So go to the desk and see if you can get the special. I think tickets are going for probably $40 special discount. And come meet the Martin Luther King Republican State Senate, State Rep candidate, Cassandra Stewart. I think that will be a great little adventure that we will have for ya. Man, I guess by doing the Hillary Clinton stuff, they wanted to jock me off, or maybe it was the Big Brother stuff. I don't know how to just cut my little spot off. Maybe it was that turkey thing. I don't know. I see people in a chat room saying, what's up with Jesse Jackson? Let me tell you what's up with Jesse Jackson. He's going to jail. Evelyn, play that junkyard dog rant again. It was the money that made him do it. I like that. Play it again. It was the money, Jesse.
Hello, and welcome to Common Sense TV. I'm your host, the doctor of common sense and the junkyard dog. They have indicted Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife, and it is a tragic day in America. I mean tragic. This is a tragedy. Now, I don't understand why Jesse Jr. has to go to jail, because it's not his fault that the money was calling his name. I mean, the boy went to sleep, and when he went to sleep, the money woke him up and said, Jesse, rise and spend me. It wasn't his fault. I mean, if you ask his daddy, he'll tell you it wasn't Jesse's fault. Jesse Jackson Sr., could you explain to the folks what really happened? Well, it's not Jesse's fault. Let me tell you, it's the white man making Jesse take the money. They put the money in front of Jesse. Jesse had to take the money. The money called his name at night. The money called his name when he traveled. The money made his mistress need that watch and other things. It's not Jesse's fault. I think we should sue the white man for making Jesse take the money. That's what we should do. Can I get an amen? I'm sick of the oppression and suppression and rejection and subjection of the black man. Jesse is innocent. I'm telling you, the white man is to blame for putting the money in Jesse's hand. They knew he was bipolar. If he is bipolar, he very well can't be blamed for this. It's not his fault. White man need to stop oppressing the colored. We're still at the back of the bus. Jesse Jr. needs to get off because the white man put the money in front of him. Thank you, Jesse Jackson Sr. See, that's the mentality of the liberal mindset, especially Jesse Jackson. See, personally, I think it's the money's fault. Because Jesse Jackson Jr., the money should have known that he was going to steal it. You know, just like the gun caused people to shoot innocent people, we ban guns, we should ban money. That's the problem. If we had banned money, Jesse Jackson Jr. would never be in trouble if we just banned the money. No more money in America, damn it. Let's get money control. We start banning the money, we don't have to worry about the black man being oppressed by these white folks trying to force them to steal money. Now, let's ban money. I'm on a crusade. I'm going to get all the Hollywood actors and actresses to go on a crusade and make videos about how money is bad. We should ban it. because it's causing people of color to steal the money. Now, we know they're not the only one. As a matter of fact, it's some white people that just stole some money, too. So I think, on that note, Jesse Jackson Jr. shouldn't have to go to jail because some white people got off, too. This is the logic I want to use to defend my client, Jesse Jackson Jr. His wife put a lot of pressure on him to keep up with the Joneses. And in order to keep up with the Joneses, he had to steal the money. How you think he's going to get his house redecorated if he don't steal the money? Now, you people are being unreasonable. As a matter of fact, he should get a bonus because he only sold $750,000. Now, that technically makes him a rich guy because Barack Obama said anybody making $250,000 or more was rich. So we're not going to get him on tax evasion and stealing the money. We're going to get him for being too damn rich. You need to be taxed, son, because you were stealing too much money and made yourself rich. And you know we are at war with the rich. Now, why aren't the media not saying anything about this rich, spoiled brat who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth? You know Jesse Jr. would not have been elected if it wasn't for his daddy. Now, come on now. This is nepotism. Now, Jesse was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's a rich, spoiled kid. Want the media to say this. He stole the money because he's spoiled and rich. His daddy had been ripping off. You know, his dad is a professional pimp. And he's been pimping, getting money for years. And then he, matter of fact, why did Jesse Jackson Sr. Ever go to jail for any? I know that boy's got to have been done something to be stealing or something. It ain't fair for Jesse Jr. to go to jail and Jesse Sr. gets to stay out. As a matter of fact, let's make Jesse Senior, the sacrificial lamb for Jesse Jr. Come on, Jesse. You need to at least go to jail for your son. Take the sins of your son upon you, my brother. Jesse Jackson Senior, would you be the sacrificial lamb for you?
Well, you know, I would be the sacrificial lamb, but it's not Jesse Jr.'s fault. It's the white man's fault, so therefore I can't be the sacrificial lamb. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let you suppress, oppress, depress, or depress me. Not going to happen. You may as well get another sacrificial lamb. How about let's get a white man to be the sacrificial lamb for Jesse Jr.? That sounds like a winner to me. Can I get a amen? That's what I think the problem is. The white man made Jesse steal the money. Now let him off. Matter of fact, give him a couple of $1 million.
Yeah, everybody. It's Jimmy's Underground Radio Network, man. Thanks for tuning in. I'm sorry about the problem. Let's see about the rest of this game. Don't forget Friday, Fats Waller, Harold Washington Cultural Center. Come on, meet State's Rep. Candidate, Martin Luther King Republicans, Cassandra Stewart. See y'all, everybody.
A well-known congressman resigning today, Jesse Jackson Jr.
Jesse,
you're looking at the most hated man in U.S. politics. A man who stole almost $1 million from his campaign and blew it on, well, really cool stuff. Jesse Jackson Jr. And this video is about to get awesome.
We got Jesse Jackson Jr. in D.C.
Yes, it's the first time we've seen Jesse since he pled guilty to spending $750,000 of campaign funds on personal stuff, like
a fur cape,
multiple capes,
a mounted elk's head, a football signed by two American presidents,
$17,000 on cigars and other tobacco products.
Most importantly, a used Michael Jackson fedora.
In short, Jesse Jackson Jr. And on the streets of D.C., our brave photog asked the questions everyone wants to know.
Why the Michael Jackson fedora and not the glove?
I mean, come on. That's great.
And that's not all.
Where is the Michael Jackson fedora now, Jesse? Jesse, are you going to keep the Michael Jackson fedora or the Bruce Lee memorabilia?
Apparently he bought a bunch of Bruce Lee memorabilia as well.
We love him. This is amazing.
Yep.
Did you at least get to wear the Michael Jackson fedora, Jesse?
And finally!
Have a good one, Jesse.
A
Oh, that was actually pleasant.
So what do you think about J3 now?
It's terrible, but he has made some epic choices in what he's bought.
It's stolen money.
Wait, where do you buy a fur cape?
Cape Sur Us?
Cape Town?
Okay. Cape Town.
Oh, that all sounds pretty cool.
You gotta love this a little bit harder.
Hate him.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
But as far as
what he bought is fabulous.
So congrats, Jesse J. Jr. You're horrible, but you got style.
He got his Eddie Van Halen guitar.
Let that man free. Come on.